السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing our discussion on easy steps to Jannah. Yesterday we mentioned that a man from the Ahl Kitab, from the people of the book, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have heard that you say that in Jannah we will eat and drink. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you won't just eat and drink like you do in this world. In this world somebody can bring you your favorite meal, something that you will list for, you know, as we say in our terminology. You can eat and eat, and at some point you're going to get satiated. There's only so much you can eat. There's one Baji, I always tease him, I say, when are you going to give us a dawat? So he say, you think you're scaring me. How many chickens are you going to eat? One, two, then you'll have to stop. You have a capacity. Some people have a bigger capacity, other have a lesser capacity, but at some point you have to stop. But in Jannah, you will have the strength of 100 men when it comes to eating, drinking, and sexual gratification. So that man said, if we're going to be chowing so much, then we will also have to relieve ourselves. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, there's no inconvenience. Going to the bathroom is a nuisance. It's something you have to do because it's the call of nature. In Jannah, all that will happen is you will sweat and it will give off the fragrance of musk, and that is how your body will relieve itself. Now, continuing, you know, in life we always want to be amongst the first. There's a hadith I want to share with you today which talks about the description of the first people who will enter Jannah. The description of the first people who will enter Jannah. They will be as beautiful as the moon. They will not spit or blow their noses or relieve themselves. In Jannah, Allah will give them vessels of gold. Their combs with which they comb their hair will be made of gold and silver. The bakhur, the fragrant sticks that they will use in Jannah, will be of aloe wood, and their sweat will give off the fragrance of musk. Each one of them will have two wives. The beauty of these women will be such that the marrow of the bones in the leg will be visible through the flesh because of the extreme beauty. Just say subhanallah, don't imagine too much because we have ghusl facilities there. There will be no hatred or resentment amongst the peoples of Jannah. It will be like everyone's heart is one. Different people will be on different levels. Different people will enjoy different things. But no one will be jealous of the other one. No one will be jealous of the other one whatsoever. And what will they be doing? In the morning and in the evening, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, glorifying Allah. Glorifying Allah. That this is what Allah has granted us. So don't only make dua for Jannah. Say, oh Allah, I want to be from that first group that will enter Jannah. And when you make that dua, then also follow it up with action. You know, you want the best car, then you work hard so you can afford it. You want to be the best runner, you train so that you can be the best. We will never enter Jannah because of our good deeds. It will be because of the mercy of Allah. But let's make an effort to attract the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, easy actions that will secure us entry into Jannah. Yesterday we said, don't harass your neighbors. Don't harass your neighbors. Meaning, don't do anything that will cause any difficulty to your neighbor. If you are good to your neighbor, whether your neighbor is a Muslim or non-Muslim, then inshallah that could be your ticket to Jannah. Today I want to discuss something else. A very simple action that can secure us entry into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, La tu'minu hatta tahabu. That you will not be true believers until you love one another. وَلَا تَحَابُّ And you will not love one another until you do not spread the salam. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Greet one another regularly, repeatedly, passionately, with consciousness, with enthusiasm. That will create that love, and that love will secure your entry into Jannah. لا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you want to be a genuine believer who will enter Jannah, then you have to have that love, that mutual love. And the most effective way of attaining that mutual love is by making salam to one another. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.